You're listening to episode number 59 of the Journey to Manifesting podcast. Welcome. Let's get started. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to be here with you today. The theme of today is You Are the Oracle. Building your intuition to manifest instant guidance. So if you are curious about how to build your intuitive faculties and to build trust in the universe, then this episode is for you. But first, let's just dive into the review of the week. As you may be aware, I love you so much for listening to this podcast, for being part of the Journey to Manifesting community. And every time I read one of these reviews, I send back the energy of love, of abundance, and of pure gratitude, because without you listening to this show, it wouldn't exist. So today's review is titled Thank You with 5 stars by Mother of Eve, and it was left on October 14th, 2018. And she writes, Sarah, thank you. 48 hours ago, I had asked the universe to give me a sign, and an hour ago, you had appeared on Mind Valley's latest podcast. It resonated so profoundly that I got chills. Thank you for your life's work, and as a single mom, I thank you for making the beginning steps affordable. I look forward to one day enrolling in your Manifesting Academy. Much love, N. Speaking of Mind Valley, I am just about to fly to Bali in a few days for the AFEST event, which is one of the best personal growth and personal development events in the entire world. So I'm very honored to be a guest speaker. And you might have guessed that I will be teaching and training about the theme of manifestation, spirituality, and the law of attraction. Which brings me to the theme of today's episode, You Are the Oracle, Building Your Intuition to Manifest Instant Guidance. So let's just first jump to the dictionary. There are about 3 definitions of oracle and how they can be perceived. The first one is as a priest or a priestess acting as a medium through whom advice or prophecy was sought from. The second definition is an oracle means a place at which divine advice or prophecy was sought. So you go to somebody else to get that advice. Or 3, a person or thing regarded as an infallible authority or guide on something. So today we're going to zoom in on 3, which is a person or thing regarded as an infallible authority, because you are that authority. So more than likely, you want to know when you're going to meet your soulmate. You might want to know when you're going to get that job you applied for. You might want to find out if you'll be having a baby soon. There's so many exciting things that happen in life that we're curious to find out whether or not they will happen. So it's like we want to have that magic eight ball to tell us if we're on the right path, we're on the right track. So the way that intuition tends to work is that you have everything you need within you right now in this moment to discern what is about to unfold. And this is super mind-blowing to ponder. So I really want this to sink in on a very powerful level. What will manifest in your future is the echo of the vibration or the energy that you have now. I'm going to say that one again. What will manifest in your future is the echo of vibration, which is also the energy of what you are offering the universe right now. Okay? So that means that every moment you show up with awareness, consciousness, presence, groundedness, connection to yourself, to your community, to the higher power that you believe in. That is what is in the process of manifesting. It's your feelings. The universe is responding to your feelings. So the more joy you can bring to each moment, the better. Or if you're feeling sad or depressed or fearful or anxious, the more compassion that you can bring to that moment also serves a purpose, rather than sweeping the negative feelings to the side, sweeping them under the rug and pretending that they're not there. Because when you push them aside and reject them, you create resistance, which stops your intentions from flowing into your reality. So when this golden nugget of awe lands in your heart, and I hope it will, then you can take ownership for the present moment and how you are choosing to guide your energy. You can and will manifest instant guidance because you remember your power to manage your energy and guide your emotions. Most importantly, you can totally accept everything and anything that shows up and manifests because you're comfortable with uncertainty. But here's the thing, you must be aware of the meaning that you choose to attach to things. Things like signs. Signs from the universe are incredibly awesome. However, when you're looking for them everywhere you go, then they dilute in their impact. So I know for me, you know, if I feel like I need some guidance or some wisdom and I am driving, I'm looking around at all of the cars to see if I can see a license plate that has, you know, like a triple digit number on there, like 111 or 222 or 333. And it just kind of, it lessens the specialness of it. And this is why it's so important that you surrender to signs from the universe. And when you do see them as a divine wink that you are to pay attention to the present moment. And a great example of this is last week I went on a road trip to Sedona. We spontaneously decided on a Saturday morning to take my three girls on a trip to Sedona. And you know, if you've ever had a road trip before with a lot of people, more than likely, especially with children, you need to make some restroom stops. And for my kids, it's multiple restroom stops. And in America, the cleanest ones that are the best to go to are usually McDonald's. You know, this definitely isn't an ad for McDonald's by any means. But I had to buy some water as well, or some juice for the girls. And I was feeling super cranky. You know, I was thinking, oh, this is awful. I had to change a poopy nappy or diaper of Ava's in this cramped little, you know, toilet cubicle. And I was really not happy because there weren't enough wipes and I had to use toilet paper. And you know what it's like. If you're a parent, you know that part of the honor of being a parent is that every last skerrick of ego is stripped from you because you have to adapt in any given situation and you never know what you're faced with. It's a blessing, but there are so many powerful teaching moments at the same time. So I was at McDonald's in the queue with a kid on my hip. Ava was on my hip. Lulu was running around. My daughter, Olivia, who's 12 and a tween, was in a bit of a bad mood. And I was like really having my patience tested because Sean was out in the car. He was trying to organize things. And, you know, I got the number that you get from McDonald's when you order something. And it was number 222. And in that moment, that sign of alignment showed up, even though I wasn't looking for it, I really needed it. And that for me was my divine wink from the universe to say, Sarah, take a breath, take a moment, it's going to be okay. You know, like it's just the reminder that the universe is supporting us all the time. So when it comes to intuition and building that intuition, it is really like strengthening a muscle. You need to build up the strength over time. So you must consciously use it or else you'll lose it. What's important is that you take time to cultivate this superpower within you and learn how to sift through the energy moment by moment so that you can identify what's going on. So you filter and curate what's meaningful and what's aligned with your heart and just ditch the rest. Leave what doesn't serve you to the side. And it's really important that you take that time to appreciate the signs when they do show up, because when you can sit still or stand still, be still in appreciation and gratitude for whatever you are currently experiencing, then you will notice that the universe will show up and play with you at a much higher level. And that's what it's all about. We really want to engage into that energy of limitless possibilities, right? So Part of my daily practice, for instance, is that I love to work and play with oracle cards. I like to sit at my altar with my crystals and meditate. I did that this morning. I got up before all of my children were awake. It was just before the sun came up, and I sat at my altar, arranged my crystals, pulled some oracle cards, and meditated, and felt as if I was charging my battery. So a really important and powerful way that you could approach the cultivation of your intuition as an oracle is to see yourself as something that needs charging. You need to plug it in to charge its battery, whether it's a phone. I mean, at nighttime, if you've used your mobile phone, your cell phone all day, more than likely it needs charging. So you plug it in. And that energy fills it up so it can work for you the next day. Or an electric powered car like a Tesla. You can run it all day, run it as much as you can, but at some point it needs to plug back in and be charged. And we are no different. So it's very important that you understand that the charging process is meditation, is filling up your cup, is connecting to the universe. So sharpening your skills is really important so they can work for you in your times of need. Your relationship with yourself and the universe is like maintaining a friendship. You must check in and show up regularly for the good feelings to be maintained. I mean, have you ever not called a friend in a long time? No, because you care about that friend. It's really important that you show up and you build that relationship and that rapport with the universe so the universe can work through you because you are part of that magnificent energy. So next time you're clinging to your horoscope, your astrology, and you're worried that perhaps all Virgos will experience hardship next week, and I'm just saying that totally randomly off the top of my head, don't cling to it. Remember that you have the power to choose to guide your energy. This means that you can enjoy and tune into the awesome wisdom of healers, psychics, astrologers, even fortune cookies and tarot cards without giving your power away. It's so important that you take time in the present moment. If you are presented with somebody saying, hey, I'm reading your palm and I see trouble in your future. No, you get to decide your own future. There is no pre-written fate. Well, that was an interesting switch there. There is no pre-written or predestined fate that you cannot rewrite. Okay. On one hand, yes, we are dealt the cards in life that we are dealt with, but we can change them. We can change our perspective. We can alter and transform the way that we perceive each and every situation that we manifest in our lives. We can also change the meaning that we attach to it, the significance, and how that can show up and work for us and serve the greater purpose for the highest good. So I really hope that that makes sense. I really want to empower you to remember your own power. You know the way, you know the path, you know those next steps of inspired action to take, and you will know them a lot clearer when you make time on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis to connect with the universe and use that as your collaborative energy to map out your next steps. One last point here when it comes to building and strengthening your intuition is to get clear about what you want to create and manifest and attract into your life. And there's no better way to do that than by allowing the space to get out of your head and into your heart about what you really want for yourself. Too often we don't make time in our busy lives to write a list of all of the dreams that we have, all of the things that we would like to achieve. And so this is why I have created the Ultimate Intention Setting Worksheet, which has been downloaded over 350,000 times by people all over the world that have really tuned into what they want to be, do, and have. So you can go to intentionsettingworksheet.com and download the free resource that I know you're absolutely going to love. Alternatively, you can visit my blog, sarahprout.com, and that will give you all of the details you need to tune into the energy of infinite potential. So once again, if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your loved ones. You can share it on social media. And alternatively, you can leave a review if you feel inspired to share the love and to let me know what you're feeling. What are you experiencing? What do you need? How can I be of service? I would love to hear from you. So until next time, enjoy your journey to manifesting. Thank you.